The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Look at that. It ain't even my rejoin week.
I know, it was a little last second pivot.
I was sitting here just singing this song, and Fat Boy's like, I kind of want to hear that right now.
God,
what
I was thinking
fun job, right?
Yeah, really.
Like, imagine.
Sometimes.
Do cooks at restaurants or chefs. Actually, I'll talk to my buddy Tanner. Tanner Marino.
Panel.
And I'll say, hey, do you ever just go in there and say, you know what? I want to make, biscuits and gravy today.
No.
Yeah, they probably have a routine they have to go through.
Red eye gravy.
Oh, red eye gravy.
Yeah, I was thinking about this because I keep seeing the Kenny Powers scene where Shane Dogg ODs on the Coke.
Oh, God.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. So
you do that, though, a lot.
What, ODs on Coke?
No, spoiler alert.
Well, I've watched another episode of the Netflix thing, and man, I gotta say, like, Hawk with Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah, the Will Ferrell show. He's a golfer.
I wanted to hate it. I really wanted to hate it when I realized that it was kind of borderline, like, ripping off Happy Gilmore.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not.
Is it his comeback, do you think? Old Will?
Is it funny?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, it's funny. But it also, it's by the same team that brought you Eastbound and Down.
Oh.
Yes.
So they were going to do an Ashley Schaefer spinoff, and it never happened.
You've got that good writing. And one thing that I think set Blumhouse, is that it?
Rough House,
pardon. What's Blumhouse?
That's the horror one, right? That is.
What's a trap house?
Blumhouse.
What are bees?
The bees. I got a couple right here.
They need to call a Terminator if they've got bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Dude, write that down.
What? Terminator?
Scam
oh,
idea.
My God. We call a Terminator, and we just say, we get our girlfriend to tell you, or your girlfriend, whoever. We get our girlfriend to tell you.
Don't put mine out there.
What's wrong? His is locked up.
Oh my God.
What's wrong? Tell him what's wrong, honey. There's bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. It's making her stutter. Listen to her.
Oh, Lord.
We need some pollinators over here. Something.
It'd be like the time we did the down power line scam, but we had a taser for sound effect. But then we kept tasing each other, taking turns with it. I can't play it because there are other people on it. Two ex-employees are on it.
I know.
Well, stuff's embargoed.
It's kind of like when those, when somebody dies in a band or whatever, and they're like, man, we don't do that song without him. We just don't.
God forbid Stern finally retires. Sirius is going to be like, well, we can't play it because he doesn't work here anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe they wouldn't, though. I don't know.
He's going to be his own producer and own phone screener eventually.
Maybe you'll hear us on a Sirius.
You never know.
That's what I took from that email.
I kind of. Shush. I'm saying I might have to eat crow, Paige.
And I don't, again?
You know what?
How do you want to prepare?
You eat crow. Think about it. You're eating crow. You learned a lesson. That's all it is. You learned a lesson. And, and you're showing others around you by what's on your plate that you know, why do we associate our words with crow? You're eating your words. Why a crow? Is it because of Edgar Allan Poe, Paige?
Poe.
Is that where it came from?
Not Poe. You wanted Poe.
You say, you know what? I did. Why are you trying to make me gay? You wanted Poe. You know what?
That's what you heard.
You are a motorboater.
Sometimes doing good doesn't do you any good.
Have you ever fallen flat on your face and accidentally motorboated yourself? Be honest. I was talking to him, by the way.
Could you fall on your face?
I don't know what that means.
Could you fall on your face? That's great.
I have fallen on
my
face.
She falls forward and just bounces right back.
I was knocked down the stairs and broke my glasses and landed sideways. You remember that?
Yes. Well, I was the one that pushed you, Paige. Of course I remember.
Is that a thing you would do if you could motorboat yourself?
Did. Don't take credit.
Push her down a flight of stairs?
No.
My God, do you hate me today?
No, not today.
Every day.
I did look at you. Reading my mind. Stop.
Stop it, man. God dang it.
I couldn't see you on stage because I need a break.
Couldn't see me on stage.
Turn.
Because you wouldn't be able to get a ticket because it'd be sold out. Nah. You'd buy all the seats and not go and make me look stupid like 50 Cent did.
He did it to. What's his nuts?
Who did he do it to?
Ah.
Was it.
Who do you have it?
Was it Usher?
See, 50's got a lot of feuds, and I'm trying to remember.
It costs him a lot of money, but it gets him like a lot of traction to do it, too.
It wasn't Mayweather. That's a separate feud.
No, he says
it was a rapper.
Trey Lanez?
I don't even know who that is. He used to do traffic for us?
No, that was Dick Lanez. Wasn't it?
Oh, that was Dick Marks. So.
Yeah, his name was Dick Lanez. Anyway, let's stay on topic. What was the topic?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Pushing Paige down a flight of stairs.
No, you didn't.
We wanted to... did you see the AI story?
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes. So that's one of those things
open
where
L.
We'll pull the curtain back and tell you that...
Sam?
Fat boy starts, hey, do you see this thing? And it's like... no, tell me. And he starts, and I was like, oh God, save it. And
it's then, already starting.
Then Paige comes in, she's like, you guys see anything about the AI? I was like, Paige.
How'd she see it? I didn't think you were like.
I watched the documentary and then I read the thing yesterday.
Really? Like, I knew you made the pictures, but I didn't think you followed it as far
as. Of course
as
I do.
The other stuff goes.
Yeah, moron. Oh,
forgive me. Yeah.
No, I mean, of course. You know why it's
when
so,
she's not falling down a flight of stairs, she's keeping up with AI tech.
I am, because not only are we in this big fight amongst ourselves, but internationally, because we want to, as far as defense, it's a huge thing.
For the texters, yes, that was the Meat Spin song. And I'll play it again.
Oh, is that what they're asking? Okay, they're saying, how many spins am I gay now?
Where do we know that
That's
from?
Exactly what they're... God, good for y'all for remembering that. I knew that song gave me, like, PTSD for some reason, but I thought because it was for a girl. Oddly enough, it was because of two guys.
So if you don't know the...
you remember that? No, not that one. That was... There were three websites that were the worst websites, in my opinion.
Let me see if they're still connected.
And they were always used as trickery. You know, hey, did you see the new pictures
hey, look.
Is it still there?
Yeah, it's still with us.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Now you have to.
Well, we can't say it now, though.
One of you have shown me that picture.
You can't say it now.
Are these friends of yours? And I'm like,
if you're under 18, you have to click leave now. You have to.
No.
They have emojis, so you could do like an angry emoji, like, I didn't know this was this.
Oh, you can like react.
Yeah, you could do a hard eyes emoji.
Oh, God.
My God.
This dude's really going to town. Like, he's putting in work.
He's serious.
Well, we might be too eventually.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look, if you scroll down, there are all the sites there used to be.
Okay, so was it one person that did it? Let's not get on that off that. We're talking about AI. We're not talking about that party.
Let me.
In that song.
Oh my God! Did they still have? I can't even refer to what this is, but there's a cup.
But then on the other side, there looks to be two girls.
You remember when that was a big deal?
Yes.
God, I do.
I tell you, there's been three times when the internet has shocked me. And just oddly enough, it's not been with... Turn that off, fat boy. That's awful. I don't know that you, like...
That's a lot.
I don't think you should be professionally watching that. Or even,
what the hell are you watching?
Why are you still looking at it, though?
I can't see it. I just see a nose.
Oh, gosh. That wasn't a nose at all. That was someone that was just getting there.
Hang on. I don't know about this one.
You're getting started.
So you see what the picture is, right? There's a man to the left.
All right. So it's a website where you guess the website based on emojis?
No, there was a...
I'm not... Turn that off,
dude. Don't know what... Let me see.
I can already tell you what's going to happen. He's going to ring
feet.
It.
I see
Yeah,
feet.
Dude. Come on.
He's going to ring it.
Don't you do it, dude.
God!
Don't do it.
What are you... Oh, no. This is a bad idea.
I'm keeping my head straight.
I can't
and I'm not looking.
Is he going to put that back in the cabinet?
Y'all, this is Fat Boy. Okay, it's nice working with you. Father, grandfather, husband.
Oh, my God.
Watching this right now. Getting paid to do it.
Somebody stepped up the cup to a funnel and added a person.
Wow.
This ain't even AI. He's admitting this right now. He's watching it.
Oh, no. Yeah, we just... We can do that when we come back if you want.
When we come back.
We just ran out of time. I started talking about it and got interrupted. So
well, that certainly is... It definitely is distracting.
I can't stay off it now.
I'm sorry.
I need more spins. I don't know if I'm officially there yet.
No, you are.
I'm not officially G.
The, God, that's what everybody's texting about now, though. I can't. Boy, y'all.
Why is there a stump involved now? Okay, oh, I've seen this.
So the times that I've been fat boy, come on, man. You, I can't look at my computer without seeing yours now. Yeah. I'll describe and get us in trouble.
No,
everything
please
you watch.
Oh,
that man looked like he was accepting a branch of a tree.
That's the same size, wasn't it?
I mean, golly, bum. Okay, so when we come back, why you should be scared to death of AI? No, let's not do it like that. Let's do it like a real thing.
All right. I mean, you just kind of go over it and tell you what happened, and you kind of should be scared, to be honest.
Oh,
with
no, no, no. Yeah, no, that was fun to talk about. But
no, I loved it.
This is.
God,
I don't know if this is, I'm not paranoid, but annoyed. I'm annoyed by AI, and I'm annoyed by the people. Like, I hate Sam Altman. I hate him.
You should be paranoid. Have you ever seen Westworld? It's going to become a real thing.
Well, I mean, not just that, but like, that guy is,
You talk about the last name, or?
No, I'm just talking about like he seems like he doesn't want civilization to keep going.
Well, like, he did say like, you know, that he wished he never invented it and said it got out of hand.
Yeah, but like the big question, I don't remember what sit down interview it was. It's like, do you hope that human civilization doesn't merge with machines and we just keep, you know, humankind as it is? And he's like.
But what it comes down to is who controls it and where.
Let me tell you something. When we that is, people can say what they want to about doctors,
lawyers,
even abortion if they want to bring that into the thing. That is playing God. Like, there's no question in my mind. That could be the so-called mark of the beast. It could be the thing, and that's when I will go to the mountains and hide.
I don't want to put this out there, but he must have convinced some people that he's a very important person to keep around, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, he went on the China trip, right?
Because you got crazy people out there that Elon was on it.
It's weird when you stop taking the scientists, like the old days, and then you start bringing in the guys from tech. Like, that's when you're kind of like, but that's what it's all going to.
What about these chips?
I'm tired of accepting that, though. I'm tired of accepting that's what it's all coming to. Get used to it. That's, like, I'm not saying let's go to the streets, but, like, we cannot accept this.
We act like we can't control it.
Well, the thing is, every country is working on having their stellar AI system in their country. And that's how wars are going to be fought throughout.
Wars,
it's scary.
I would, if they're going to, look, they're going to, war is the economy. So I hate this. I mean, it's true. I would rather robots die than human beings. But at the same time, like, just figure out the algorithm where everybody can kind of get along. Everybody's going to get theirs. And, you know, somebody gets bent over every couple of years. But, you know, it all just plays out in the end.
But where's the stop loss when it's just machines and equipment? Obviously, you don't want to lose lives.
And no water left. No industry.
But that's when anything can happen and they can blame it on the AI. Like, anything can happen. Like, if you went to, God forbid, you go to your bank and it says zero. Who you gonna argue with? Who you gonna argue with? Bring in your latest statement. I'm paperless.
You've never seen so much red in your life.
Amen.
This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Oh.
Keep those panties on.
All right.
Don't throw them.
Tom Jones, okay. Just quizzing myself.
Doing crazy.
Hell yeah.
How's that guy now? 80-something?
Oh, let's guess. Let me look it up.
My mom loved Tom Jones.
I think every mom
yes.
loved him. Him and friggin' Donkey Shane.
Oh, well. Oh, really?
Oh, I'm going to say 90 then, the way you're reacting.
You had a birthday last month, too.
Oh, you missed it.
88.
No. 86.
86.
Tom Jones. But he goes back and forth from having gray hair to dyeing his hair. Boy, look at this CD. Boy, he's shirtless on this CD. Boy, he's wearing his cross.
Yeah. He was a sexy guy, I guess.
It's like some
Mama.
Thought it was a Carmen CD for a second there.
What was his like? What was his big song? Obviously, this is a Prince cover. Like, what is? Is it?
Had a few.
No. Oh.
See if you can name a couple of them. I don't think he's performing anymore, as far as I can tell. Old Tom.
I don't know if I can do the chorus, but I don't know if the title of it. It's not unusual to be loved by.
Yeah, I saw you doing the dance too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh, yeah, that's the Carlton.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Think about a dance now.
You got What's New, Pussycat?
You know, he's from England, right? He's not even American.
Or Wales.
Are you thinking of John Tom Jones from Zeppelin?
No. I think he is from England.
Thinking of Paul Schaefer?
He's probably protesting something right now.
You're thinking of David Schaefer, by chance.
Oh, you're thinking of...
One of them.
Monkey Schaefer from Korn.
Hey! You would have won Ring of Fire on that one.
I would have. I would have came back with Richie Schaefer, former Clemson Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that would have been that.
I would have said Richie Davis, and I would have won.
Well, he is Welsh.
Oh, okay.
Not English. It's different.
Oh, I'm having PTSD now.
I'm having PTSD.
Having flashbacks. Oh, I don't care if I got the proper information.
I know.
Let me guess. Oh, Lord.
I want to stay on topic for real because we are. I was just looking like, what's his wife look like? She passed away. She passed away in 2016. They were married from 59 to 16.
I gotta look her up.
Boy, that's 59 years. Yeah, I bet he
15
was.
To the
59 well. Years. Yeah.
Oh, I want to. Oh, well.
Melinda was her name.
What's the celebrity?
We're going with some deep cuts today, guys. We're breaking into talking about Tom Jones' wife, Melinda. Talk about AI thing, though. I am,
Okay, Feeney still has the record, though. William Daniels.
Oh, Mr. Feeney?
75 years.
Hello, Mr. Matthews.
Mr. Matthews, I've been married for 75 years. Mr. Matthews.
God, he looks like the kind of guy who...
Oh, Kit.
You know, I don't know. I'm generalizing here, but it seems like you would do as told if you were his wife, and that's sad. You know, he kind of looks like he would carry that kind of...
You know, I think they kind of... They had like a situation there for a little bit where, you know, you kind of could do whatever you wanted.
Oh, open?
But they drifted back toward each other. Like, I guess we won't do it.
You open probably. Relationship reminds me of open AI.
I know we got to do it, but...
We don't have to. It's very interesting, but
alarming.
I do like Flo.
I hate the commercials.
Well, I meant like...
I hate the other girl, too.
And in dog park. Oh, my God. There's many dogs in the dog park.
She's a welcome change for me.
It's like...
I was tired of the red-headed, ambiguous kid... Look like Clay Aiken. Like
that yeah.
Guy. I was put off by him.
This girl took too many shrooms to the back of the throat. I don't know what her deal is.
DEI got rid of the original Jake from State Farms. That was weird.
Yeah, it did. I don't like it. We got to go back to the old Jake.
In the future, Mandela effect, people go, they're not going to be doing about the cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom. Or
which is never there.
Or Mandela himself. It's actually going to be what we just said.
That's what it is.
That's literally what it's going to be.
Now, it's coming back. I saw a commercial where, the family was mixed, but not biracial. You had, like, one of the kids was Asian, you know. One of the parents was black, and the other one, I think, was maybe Mexican. So you're kind of working them all in there. Did not make sense.
Yeah. Like, inclusion is fine.
There's no context.
I mean, but the context is what's missing. Like, when you're, especially in the commercials, they're wanting you. I've often said this. even with sitcoms, Roseanne was the only sitcom that made you feel like you were maybe watching your family.
Yes.
Like, as far as the setup was, talking about, you know, all the other shows. First off, pointed this out before, but now shows, the man's always the dummy. The woman is always the one who keeps everything in line. The guy's just some nitwit running around.
Well, did you ever notice on the set of Roseanne, like the actual food looked like the generic food you'd buy at the store?
Right. It looked like Great Value or whatever.
Yeah.
But in all the other shows, dude would be like a bus driver. They're living in a $500,000 house. You know, it didn't really make sense. So you got to kind of, we realize it's not real, but.
King of Queers, I can't remember the show. Queens, I'm sorry.
I want to remember what you're advertising to me, not trying to figure out why does one of them have a mother from China and a black kid? I'm curious. Yeah, I don't even know what they're advertising right now, but I'm figuring out who's sitting at this table.
At least with Different Strokes, you had some context.
It was, and they would remind you at the beginning of every show, like, oh yeah, Mr. Drummond saved them from the hood.
Yeah.
You know?
Old comrade.
Let's reverse that. Let's have a black millionaire go save two white boys. And go, can you imagine?
Dude.
Would that be accepted, Paige? Would that be accepted where the black guy is a widower. He, you know, his wife passed.
Yep.
So he's alone with just,
just him and the daughter, right?
Yeah, it's just the two of them living in that big house, you know, with the maid and all. And then
they adopt a couple kids.
Right. But so reverse that. It's Kevin Hart. He's playing a millionaire who goes and adopts two white orphans. Which, do orphans still exist? You tell me.
Yes.
I feel like you're having pieces of a, what do you call it?
Like a high fever dream?
Because they did this. Remember when they do the reenactments? The Norman Lear reenactments? Kevin Hart was, he played Arnold.
He redid?
Yeah, because who played Todd Bridges' part?
Oh, God.
We have to look. This was a few years ago on TV.
I thought it was all ABC shows
They did a whole retelling of...
Jimmy Kimmel was all involved in that.
Yeah, I think
he
was.
But that was an NBC show, though. Different Strokes. But it could have been a thing. But just just invert that. Like, I would watch that. I think it would be awesome. Like, the white kids are trying to teach the business black man, like, man, you got to cut loose and get down a little bit. He's like, no, kids, I am all about business.
Damon Wayans was Willis.
Oh,
senior,
man.
Senior, not junior.
Oh, God.
Even though they look alike. I remember this coming on. It was kind of funny,
too. Who played Tootie?
They did that one, too.
They crossed over that show so hard with Facts of Life because Mrs. G went there, and then Tootie was like... Was Arnold's like girlfriend or something? Do you remember who Willis's girlfriend was?
No,
Janet Jackson.
Oh, it says Gabrielle Union was Tootie. Jennifer Aniston was Blair.
Blair, who played Jerry Jewell?
I don't know if they used that.
Did they not? They should have brought in the God. That's the girl's name. She's an Academy nominated actress, but she won for playing a special needs kid. She was one of the daughters in Vacation.
Oh, you told God dang it! I just saw her on the show too.
Yeah, man. Like she played like a special. Like her best work was playing a special needs.
Her dad's an actor too.
Yeah, God.
Why? Hey, she is huge too. Why can I not think of it?
Oh.
Oh, come on. She was Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
She was Mallory. God dang it. What's her name? She was in that stupid Yellow Jacket show. Nothing happened.
I'm trying to think of her.
Black hair.
Bless.
Been in a ton of stuff. Long career.
Oh, it was Christmas Vacation. That was the one she was the daughter in. Okay. And then you had Dave, the brother in that. He ended up turning into something big. That was Johnny Galecki. Come on. Time, Matt, time.
Are we done?
No. Like, Juliette Lewis!
Hey, that was it, yeah.
Juliette Lewis. Why did I just act like I just won $1 billion?
Because it's a freaking victory.
It's hard.
Yeah, but I've used Google, though.
Well, you got to have a tool sometimes, some help.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
See somebody hit the lottery locally for $50,000?
No.
I saw it on the news. They're like, check your ticket. if you play the lottery, aren't you the kind of degenerate that's always looking at the numbers? Like, who buys a lottery ticket and just forgets about it?
Me.
But there's always that story where they found a lottery ticket and they just happened to check the numbers and it went to Goodwill and bought Wilt Chamberlain's jacket. Yeah, bull crap.
Yeah, that one.
Horace Pucky. They get free advertising every year. To say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Paige, can I tell you two things real quick? You and everyone listening. Number one, I should have said this in the previous break. But tomorrow, two things. One return, another debut. The return of Facebook Fussing. And the debut in studio of Edith from Tennessee.
Edith
is coming to town.
All the way down here for us.
Yeah. I think Edith's on the road, right?
Former go-go dancer for Morgan Freeman.
Yeah,
Edith will be in studio.
Her.
And she's going to join us on a fussing.
God.
I know.
We're going to video it, too.
I better look good tomorrow.
I'm going to wear my conductor hat because it's going to be a train ride.
Oh, my God.
Dang it, man.
People are calling us so old on the text. You know what? You'll get there. I did it to people as a youngster. I said, you can't remember things.
Your capacity is very limited.
Yeah. You watch. You're going to be the generation that just asks the smart speaker or whatever the hell the question and not retain it.
Yeah, and how many people know their phone numbers that they call on a regular basis? Don't be bad
864-241-4318.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like you gotta work the noodle sometimes.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Work that noodle.
Take a class.
Hey.
Hello.
Like, do some brain teasers. Do some ad libs or whatever.
You want to do some news?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is for you guys. Do the ladies find you attractive? If not, I've got some flexes that instantly make you attractive to the ladies.
I'm charming.
It's on social media.
Charming.
The charm? What makes you think that you're
I've so been
charming?
Told that.
Oh.
But usually...
Consistently charming, though. Like, you don't ever have a lull where it's like...
Oh, yeah, come on.
Is that what?
I don't know. I have been... I mean, that's... Maybe that's a...
Because women don't want to simp.
I'm not going to sit here and say, I've been told all this, you know. I mean, I've been told I'm, like, really, really good at sex. But, like...
And women tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do that. Yeah. Wait for the home run.
Their fingers were crossed and their eyes
eyes rolled back in
and
their head.
Teeth were crossed, but not their teeth. I mean, you know, their eyes were dotted. Not that their eyes. Okay,
yeah.
So like I was hanging out with a cross-eyed Indian woman, did it not?
There.
I did not. I didn't talk about any dots or any kind of eyes. Get out.
You got sideways.
I apologize in advance.
Well, the reason why I brought it up, not to insult you or anything, Fat Boy wasn't being nice. Is last week, guys on social media were listing the girl flexes that make them attractive. So let's start, okay? You may not agree with this, but this is according to me.
I'll tell you one that is going to be on the list is being good to your mama.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's one thing that I have been told. Not even by, like, you know, girls trying to, you know, get with this, but just in general, like, you know what?
She birthed you. You should
be saying. Yeah, but a lot of bad women birthed people and they were not good women, you know.
Yeah.
Lizzie Borden's parents, for instance.
Oh yeah. Football nipples too, probably.
But
oh
my God. My mom?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
You talking about Lizzie Borden's movies?
God. Though look.
Okay, let's start with the list. Someone said
soccer ball.
Becoming mayor, actually working for the people, makes you attractive to other women. No.
Working for the mayor?
Becoming mayor. And then someone says, these are just
a thankless
ridiculous.
Job.
Moonbody's husband, does he agree with that?
Forklift certified me. A man got twice as attractive, he said, because he can drive
forklift?
The forklift.
Well, you got to get certified. You know, that's an accomplishment.
That's where I don't check the boxes on a girl who likes, a man who can fix anything. And
That is hot to me.
I'm not scared to get my hands dirty, but I just will end up not knowing why they're dirty.
Because I can't fix them.
You built the entertainment center.
Yeah, he did.
You did do that.
Sort of.
3 feet off the ground.
All right, here's one that I completely agree with, not being a complainer or a whiny little baby, because I have gone on vacation with someone who bitched the whole time.
I apologize.
And I said, why did you even go? Stay in the room. I'll go do something else.
Yeah.
With my girlfriends, I'll meet them.
Oh.
What if a guy treats you like one of the guys? Does that work?
I don't mind that. Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know, he's like giving you wet willies. He's
get off my
on
Johnson.
Your arm.
Well, considering I don't have a penis, I don't know why that would work.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to have a penis. Get a wedgie.
Okay. Being musical.
Put that on a license plate.
And this person says, I love it if he plays the guitar. I have to, you know, agree with
See,
that.
Women, oh, yes.
If Paige does not know Get Off My Johnson, I think you have to welcome her to the game.
Do you not?
Is that where you get slapped in the grapes?
Slapped. I mean, that's kind of... Usually it'd be like a nice little tap, but some people did go above and beyond, give you like a Ric Flair chop to the nuts.
You always kind of like doubled over.
Well, it's
tongue punched.
It's one of those weird things, you know?
Well, here's some of them.
With
I'll
a man, you punch him in the nuts. With a woman, you cut her credit card off.
No, you don't, because it's her own damn money. So making clear.
Hey, damn! You go out on that one.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.